Lincolnshire accent has features in common with the Midland area of England. You've got a flatness going on there. Again, it mirrors the sort of flat lands of Lincolnshire, that sort of flat farming agricultural route. You'll hear the back vowels of but moving to but, and you'll also hear the ing word endings reduced to in. Occasional h drops when the h is running after a word, so under as opposed to and her. So it gets articulated when it's at the front of a word at the beginning of a sentence, but tendency to drop it otherwise.
Dale was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Ilchus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Ilchus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared as she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucus's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had stride her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her husband, Jason. A thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile meek words, acceptance of status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they're straw and chaff, the worst of your cusses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care, but Creon is king. You ran to him. Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles, all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done best to calm him down. Persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret. But you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason. Court your own banishment. So, my name's Rob. I'm from a place called Lincoln, which is the East Midlands of England. It's basically farmer county. It's just fields and houses. So I've lost quite a lot of my accent moving away, but so I don't really use much of it anymore. But yeah. So I also say words such as fotnit, brocken, watter, cussing, forehead, just stuff like that. We don't really say words properly, but that's how the accent is. So if I was to say I'm going down my mates and I'm going to be down there for a fortnight, then it just wouldn't really sound right, I suppose. But to me, that's it's just normal.